Be still and know. What a nerve-wracking existence many people are living today. It's a restless, hurrying age in which we live, and many people are building their lives upon quivering nerves. This seems to be peculiarly characteristic of Americans, writes columnist John R. Gunn. In the pursuit of wealth, power, and pleasure, multitudes of our people are rushing through life at a mad pace, thus undermining their physical, mental, and spiritual lives. We need to hear the same message the Lord sent to Ahaz through the prophet Isaiah. Say unto him, be quiet. When we possess our souls in quietness, our strength is renewed. In the crowded, feverish activities of everyday life, the soul's vitality is quickly used up. All of us need constantly that renewal which comes through waiting upon the Lord in quietness. The practice of quietness is the only way to secure ourselves against breaking down from exhaustion. It is also the only way to keep our minds cleared of doubts and fears, misconceptions and confusion. Life presents many perplexing and harassing problems, which can be comprehended and solved only as we come apart from the maddening crowd and think them through in silence. There are times when life becomes a bewildering maze, and we do not know what to think or what to do. Our only safeguard at such times is to listen to the gentle whisper of the still, small voice of God, which becomes audible to us only as we wait silently before him. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Isaiah. Say unto him, be quiet.